Radio.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Good evening.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Here's another late development, and this news keeps coming in.
And now for something completely different.
You're part of the internet.
I'm your host, B-Dub.
This is Moose.
Ladies and gentlemen, Degenerate News.
It's a chemical that absorbs all of the sun's rays.
I mean, that's pretty fucking spectacular.
Instead of packing sunscreen, just pack a spatula. And as they're sitting there roasting, you just flip your little toddler over.
And welcome to Degenerate News.
I'm your host, B-Dub.
And I'm Moose.
That's Moose. He is the moose with the most.
The moosiest with the mosiest.
Yeah, in all the right places.
Yes.
How the fuck is everyone doing this evening? You doing good, Moose?
I'm all right, man. How about you?
Oh, I'm tired as shit, but...
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm chugging along.
This fucking work schedule I'm on, man.
Yeah.
Fucking waking up at 1:30 in the morning. It blows ass through a twisty straw, let me tell you.
Oh yeah.
The only good thing about it is I don't sit in traffic. That's about it.
Okay. Yeah. No, for sure.
But other than that, I'm good. I'm doing all right.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful. I am just tired all around. Just fucking tired.
Didn't you just wake up from a beauty nap?
So it's hard. You remember, like, when you're on staff duty.
Yes.
And you go back and you're just so tired, you feel like throwing up, you're just exhausted, and you can't sleep?
Yep.
That's kind of how I feel.
Well, that's not very fun.
No, it fucking sucks. But I ended up having a really good morning, was able to go and visit my my good friends Jared, who I served with, and his girlfriend and baby. Renee and Piper, so I got to see my little niece Piper, which was great, and we went to market and putzed around, got some good food to make later, so pretty excited about
little
that.
Little piggy went to market, that's cute.
That's right, little degenerate pig, who doesn't give a fuck.
Yes.
Yes, basically, but it was good times. The old lady popped smoke and went to the beach for the weekend, so...
That's cool.
What was supposed to be a relaxing weekend has now turned into me being exhausted and not being able to function properly. So
much for relaxing, huh?
No shit. But with that said, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to do a brief 30-minute episode this evening. We are getting ready to switch into a new 1.5-hour episodes, so stay tuned for some more awesomeness and maybe stuff that's not crammed so tight into one space. You know, I know there's some people out there that are used to things being crammed in tight spaces and or not so tight spaces, but this is going to be pretty awesome. I'm looking forward to it. It gives us a little bit more time to talk with you guys and a little bit more time to, you know, possibly do more unique things. Obviously, I need people to follow and interact. I want to know what you have to say. I want to know what you think. I want to know how you feel. You know, so that way we can make this show what you want. I would love to be able to add and change things as needed. And I'm totally open to ideas. So make sure you go on to www.degeneratenews.net. Like us on Facebook and Instagram, which can all be linked through that website. And start interacting. If you don't like a post, tell me. If you want to share a post, share it. I'm totally cool with that. If you have any problems, if you have any bitches, gripes, complaints, feel free to go to my safe space that I've provided for you at safespace@degeneratenews.net. So, on that point, we are going to discuss one simple topic this evening. Moose, I was floating through the web. In fact, I was on Facebook, which I'm kind of surprised I found this there. But I found this very interesting article.
What'd you find?
It's about a soldier.
Okay.
So we see these some of these companies there, these little groups on Facebook that do the badass soldier of the week or the most hardcore motherfucker alive. I honestly have to say that this guy definitely takes the topper on the cake, and it's pretty awesome.
He's the Bamf of the Bamf of Bamfs.
Yeah, basically. I mean, there's really no other way to say it, except for the fact that I give him credibility of about 99.99%, completely fucking awesome and totally rad and hardcore as fuck. And not even some of our elite can stand beside this guy in some of the shit and just how things rolled out. But I'm going to read the story, little article, and then we're just going to kind of shoot the shit about it. So, Moose.
Go for it, man.
I think we're going to do this. I'm going to call this segment Facebook Frenzy.
Okay, making shit up on the fly.
That's right, making shit up. I thought about it just now, so that's kind of how that happened. But anyways, we're going back old school. Back to the good old days of the Civil War, where some of the most insane, utterly wild, and crazy, and badass dudes came from. A lot of strategies in the military were changed and founded based on the principles of the Civil War, and a lot of people died fighting for a lot of different beliefs. But there stands very few who can attest and stand next to this young man. So, for any of you snowflakes out there, you half-melted libtards, that truly don't grasp and understand what it's like to be a patriot, or what it's like to serve your country, take notice to this story, and you might learn a fucking thing or two. So, at the age of 12, I repeat 12, and already a two-year veteran. That's correct. He was 10 years old when he joined the United States Army. A Union soldier by the name of John Clem, serving in the Civil War, shot a Confederate colonel who had demanded his surrender during a Union retreat. He gained a promotion to sergeant. That's right. 12-year-old United States Army soldier promoted to sergeant, and is to this day, and forever always will be, the youngest NCO in the history of the United States Army. So that didn't end there. I'm sure he has a long tread of pretty intense shit that he was a part of, but he also has another thing under his belt as being the last Civil War soldier to retire from the Army in the late year of 1915. So, that's right. 10-year-old John Clem went out, started murking motherfuckers at the age of 12, getting his ass promoted, making rank. Not only did he make it through the Civil War kicking ass, but he fucking stayed in. Not many people can say that. Not many guys in the Civil War did that. Just because of all the shit that they went through, PTSD, which obviously wasn't a thing back then, the gore, bloodshed, a lot of these guys left, went, became secluded, started farms, raised families, died of disease and famine because, well, it was nasty as shit back then, and it took long, long periods of time for all that stuff to clear up. So, that concludes the list of the article. Moose? I want to hear your thoughts and feelings on this.
What the actual fuck? I mean, what do you say?
What to be honest, I can say this again before I said I can only give him 99.99% badassery because it wasn't confirmed if he was a cavalryman. and there's
that would have put the cherry on top.
That's right. I mean, what's better than a 12-year-old boy who's murking people while riding a horse with a sword? And just saying, for all you infantry queers out there that like to jump on the cavalry and make us feel like we're not, you know, part of this. We are definitely significantly more badass history-wise than you are, so that's why we're able to say these things. Anyways, back to
that would have been like the fifth horseman of the apocalypse right there.
Abso-fucking-lutely. I mean, I read this article, and I started getting excited. It, you know, that kind of excitement where, you know, you're loading up the trucks, you're moving out to a hot area, you know, you're just fucking ready to roar. And I'm reading this story about this 12-year-old who's shooting people and like, yeah, you know, what up, bitch? Yo, Sally, be my bitch. Yeah. Hey, I just made rank. What up, you 32-year-old stinky fucker? I now outrank you. I mean, it's hard, man. That's some hard shit.
I mean, that's like the definition of badassery right there.
I mean, essentially, in this day and age, he'd probably already start up a coffee company, a clothing line, impregnate a couple women.
Yeah, he's probably already got some grandchildren.
That's true. I mean, it's basically, it's just incredible. In reality of speaking on this, the dude's a hardcore badass. I mean, there's really no other way to put it. I'm actually shocked to find out that he stayed in. I mean, you're looking at, Christ, an unreal amount of years for a kid that age back then to serve in the military. I mean, I would love to dig in a little more and find out exactly what this guy achieved in his time in. I mean, that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, that'd be a good topic for the rookie recon section that we haven't really officially kicked off yet.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Oh, even more badass. He is a native-born Ohioan. That's awesome. I'm from Ohio, everyone, for people who don't care, because I'm sure none of you do. I got his bio up here. The kid started trying to join the military, and they weren't letting him. He was in the Battle of Shiloh. I mean, damn, this dude's got a pretty extensive history. He graduated high school in 1870. He was elected commander captain of the Washington Rifles, which is a District of Columbia Army National Guard militia unit. He was appointed second lieutenant by Ulysses S. Grant, which is even more badass.
Fucking green to gold right there,
huh? He was in the Spanish-American War. He was promoted to lieutenant colonel in 1901, and then promoted to colonel in 1903. He served from 1906 to 1911 as the chief quartermaster at Fort Sam Houston, Texas. He reached the mandatory retirement age of 64 on August 13, 1915. Retired and promoted to the rank of Brigadier General, as was customary for American Civil War veterans who retired at the rank of Colonel. He was the last veteran of the American Civil War serving in the United States Army at the time of his retirement, though another Civil War veteran, Peter Conver Haynes, re-entered the service in 1917. Nobody gives a shit about him.
Yeah, he cheated.
Yeah. But, like, seriously, he went... So, okay, that's what I expected. He came in as a musician. He was Lance Sergeant in the 22nd Michigan Infantry. And he joined in May of 1863. So that's pretty spectacular.
I mean, damn.
Dude. He made it to Major General, which is pretty crazy. Civil War Campaign Medal, Indian Campaign Medal, Spanish War Service Medal. is what he has. And you look at these pictures of this kid, and I'm not shitting you. The kid was a tiny little runt when he started. And you look at him when he's old and gray, and he still looks like a fucking badass. Like, I don't know. I could go on and on and on about this guy. He is absolutely incredible. He's one of my new heroes. He is just crazy. Like, fucking nuts. Who tries to join a war at the age of 10? I can tell you who doesn't.
Both of us.
Yeah, not us, but definitely not any of these half-melted snowflakes.
Yeah, true.
Because this ain't their president, this ain't their army, and this ain't their United States. They on their own fucking level. So.
Well, they can move to California, and when it falls into the ocean, they can go with it.
I agree. So, that was pretty much the gist of it. What do you think, Moose? Is there anything else you have to say about this besides the fact that it's just the definition of badass?
It's just the definition of badass.
Yeah, okay. Pretty simple, stupid, man. So for all you army serving whoa, you know, whatever the other fucking people say, motherfuckers, just if you're going to go out and cry because your sergeant's making you do push-ups or you got KP duty, stop whining like a fucking pansy and take a look at this guy, because if you want to amount to anything in your life, you could stand up and take a few notes from this motherfucker, because this character is hardcore. I will most certainly be posting his bio as well as some photos of this young man on our website, www.degeneratenews.net, if you are fucking impaired hearing and didn't hear me when I said it the first time. I just read another tidbit here, Moose.
What you got?
In 1863, Clem was captured in Georgia by Confederate cavalrymen while detained as a train guard. They confiscated his uniform, which upset him terribly, including his cap, which had 3 bullet holes in it. He was included in a prisoner exchange a short time later, but the Confederate newspapers used his age and celebrity status for propaganda purposes to show what sore straits the Yankees are driven when they had to send their babies out to fight us. After participating with the Army of the Cumberland in many other battles, serving as mounted orderly, he was discharged in September 1864. Clem was wounded in combat twice during war. That's fucking nuts. So, yeah, so that's for all you Southern cavalrymen that like to represent. You know, it's pretty sad that you gotta capture.
Got your asses whooped by a fucking.
Oh, yeah, and then he comes back and shoots one of your guys in the fucking face and kills him. That's how badass he was. Yeah, one thing it doesn't say, though, is what his positions were other than drummer boy. I mean, obviously he went on to become an officer, but it doesn't state whether he was infantry. He rode with artillery from time to time. He wielded a musket that was shortened for his size.
Straight up G status, sawed-off musket.
Right? I'll post this up on the page so that way everyone else can read into a little bit more. I don't want to say anything out of here, out of context, so that way it makes me look like a fucking moron. I mean, we can all agree I am, but I'd rather not, encourage the idiocracy. So, yeah, that was pretty awesome little story there, man. I mean, it ate up some time here. I glad to talk to you about it a little bit. And
yeah, it was fun shooting the shit for a bit.
Yeah, for sure. Like again, I said, everyone, we're just doing a 30-minute spot tonight. because we have more important things to do with our families this evening, as well as preparing for the change to our new hour and a half episodes coming to you next week. So stay tuned for that. Because I'm always cramming it in, I'd like to make sure that all of you are aware that we love the DV family and we're greatly appreciative of their support in having us on their show. Make sure you go on and take a look at all of the fantastic shit that DV is doing. Take a look at the DV Farm. It's a fantastic group, totally worthy of donations. They can't do it without you, so every dollar helps. I recommend everyone that visits. When you go in there, if you have a dollar, if you have $5, if you'd love to donate more, absolutely welcome. Please go on there, donate, so that way we can help assist them grow and do fantastic things for our homeless veterans. Also, make sure you take a look at the DV store. Got an awesome gear out there, some cool shit that you can get. Get the DV coin, shirts, and what other nonsense that Six and the team has come up with to make you guys happy. If you guys ever need a space to go and chat, you want to talk with just veterans, you just want to rant, get things off your chest, you know, your wife kicked your dog, your neighbor had sex with your wife, I don't know, everyone has problems, please make sure you go on, take a look at the DB forum. It's a great area where we can all just chat. I'm on there pretty frequently, always looking out to help out where I can. So please make sure you go on and take a look at that. All of this can be found directly through the DV website. Another thing to throw out there, for all of you veterans who are possibly looking for a different route to take as far as treatment, help, getting away, things aren't working, you need some help, as far as just giving yourself a chance to breathe a little bit, I highly recommend and will always and continue to recommend Strong Point Thinert Ranch. Personally has changed my life and has changed so many other veterans as well. It works. It's a great time. It is an all-expenses-paid trip to New Mexico where we are able to work and interact with other veterans on a ranch. In an environment that is very secluded, to where we are able to reflect and just kind of take a fucking breath. So, no kumbaya stories from that end. It is a fantastic organization. Also, always welcome to donations, so that way we can continue to support guys like you and girls like you as well. But I think that's going to take us to the end of this episode. Moose, is there anything you'd love to throw out there? Any rants, any, you know, news flashes, updates, anything?
No, man. I think that was pretty solid. You covered it good.
Cool. I'm tired. I think I'm ready to go take a nap. So, Moose, have yourself a peachy fucking evening. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining. Thank you for listening. Please share with your friends. Encourage your battle buddies and your butt buddies to come on and take a look and listen. Again, follow us through our website, www.degeneratenews.net, where you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram, as well as keep up on the hot topics of the week. But in that note, I'm going to bed. Moose, love you, buddy. I will talk to you all later.
Adios, comrade.
That's right. Have a good fucking evening, everyone. Radio.